Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Welcome to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It's safe to say that this weekend was not the New York Yankees weekend. Not a great start to the 2019 season as the Yankees dropped two of their first three games to the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, those same Orioles that are projected to lose over 100 games this year. Yankees came out flat this weekend, really didn't have much in the tank. There was a lot that went down in games two and three. We'll take a look into both games. And it's rather disappointing given the way that opening day went. Opening day was a really great day for the Yankees. You know, Tanaka looked good. The bullpen looked sharp. Yankees offense got going a bit. And then you transition into Saturday afternoon. And the Yankees continue to show things that they had trouble with in 2018. And it just doesn't seem like they made those adjustments yet that they need to make in order to be successful. Saturday's game, they saw the quote-unquote opener in Nate Karns. And it's something that the Yankees have had trouble with in the past and continue to have trouble with. You know, the Yankees are a team that they have a couple of guys that like to grind out at bats. I just feel that with the opener, that theory kind of gets thrown out the window because pitch count really isn't of dire importance with these guys. You might only see a guy like Nate Karns for 35 to 40 pitches. So pitch count doesn't really play into that kind of factor. For the Yankees, James Paxton made his team debut, and unfortunate for him, he was on the losing end of it. And went 5 2/3, only allowed one earned run. He looked really sharp in his first appearance as a Yankee. You know, it gave Yankees fans hope that he's going to be the guy that they thought they were going to get when they acquired him this offseason. He looks like a guy that could be at the top of the rotation. It could be a really big asset for this team down the stretch. Yankees continued to struggle to put the ball in play, had 9 strikeouts on Saturday, really struggled with runners in scoring position, were 3 of 9 during that game, left 11 guys on base, and this is something that has haunted the Yankees in the past, especially last year. Really struggled to hit with guys in scoring position, and if they're not able to fix that, it's going to be a major issue down the stretch. And again, another thing the Yankees did well last year, showed a lot of fight in the ninth inning. Troy Tulowitzki hit his first home run as a Yankee, but it was not enough. Yankees fall 5-3 in that game. Then you move on to Sunday. And Sunday was a bit of a mess with the weather, considering the fact that the game started 3 hours later than it was supposed to. Rain in the New York area really hampered the day. It wasn't very pretty early on. Didn't look like they were going to get the game in. Eventually, the rain cleared out. And for the Yankees, I think that they would rather have left the tarp on, considering the fact they lost the game. Jay Happ makes his season debut, really looked absolutely terrible over 4 innings, really didn't have it today. Right off the bat, let up a home run in the first inning to Nunez, and that kind of set the tone for the game. Yankees were in catch-up mode the entire game, but every time they started to come back, it seemed like they took one step forward and two steps back. Had a big fourth inning where they scored 3 runs, a Judge single was part of that mix. And then right away in the fifth, Sessa comes in and lets up a run right away to kind of distance the Orioles from the Yankees at that point. Yankees made another late push. Sanchez hit a home run in the seventh, top of the eighth. What happens? Baltimore scores again. Tarpley lets up a home run. A little bit of questioning by Boone, letting the lefty Tarpley face the right-handed hitter in Rickard. Davis on deck. Didn't make sense to pitch to him there, and he ended up making the Yankees pay. Yankees once again make a push in the ninth, leave the bases loaded as Tulowitzki struck out, and that ended up being your ball game. In this game, just like Saturday's contest, Yankees struck out a ton of times, 14 strikeouts to be exact, 4 coming from Judge, 3 from Sanchez, 2 from Stanton, 2 from Bird. They had a lot of problem with a guy by the name of John Means. a left-handed pitcher and was really making them work, really keeping them off balance. When you were watching the game, you knew that Means was going to the changeup. That was his ammo. He was trying to get the Yankees to sit out in front in the changeup. And the Yankees failed to make that adjustment, and they were swinging out of their shoes in situations. Finally, Sanchez makes an adjustment later on, hits a home run off of him. But at that point, Means already did a lot of damage to this team, had 5 strikeouts over 3 1/3 innings. Really did a nice job for the Orioles, especially considering the fact that Dylan Bundy, the starter of the day, didn't really have it. You have to give credit to the Orioles bullpen. Really came in, did a nice job between Means, Givens, and Fried and the game. Yankees, again, 14 strikeouts, 2 of 12 with runners in scoring position, 14 guys left on base. It's just a struggle. It just seems that there are a lot of guys that are trying to do way too much at the plate right now. And it's early in the year. They're going to figure it out. There's going to be things that they're going to adjust. And it's going to take time. Yankee fans have to be patient. This offense is going to click. They're going to be lethal. They're going to have to work on the little things in order to do that. Some takeaways from the game. Brett Gardner got off to a really bad start. I believe he was 0 for 11. Then he worked an 11-pitch walk. His next at-bat came up, hit an opposite field single. It's good to see Gardner getting in the hit column. Hopefully that sparks him a bit. Not a great day for Judge. Not a great day for Stanton, even though he walked a couple of times. Avoid again. It seems like the young guys are trying to do too much. And Duhar hitting 231 early on. He had one hit. You saw a hit from Glaber. He made a really nice adjustment on a breaking pitch. That's the kind of approach that you're hoping to see from these guys. And again, DJ LeMahieu continues to impress. He had 2 hits, couple of walks, great defensively. I just feel like this guy is going to become a fan favorite, and he's going to become a fan favorite quickly because I see the Yankees using him every day. He might not play one position or stay at one spot, but he's going to move around the diamond, he's going to give you quality defense, and he's going to bring a presence to the Yankees lineup that's much needed. I think that his ability to put the ball in play is going to be valuable, especially on a team that has that tendency of striking out too much. And I just feel like as season goes on, the more valuable DJ LeMahieu is going to be to this ball club. Then you look at the pitching side of things. Sessa came in and did a pretty solid job. Had 1-1-2-3 inning. Ended up going 3 1/3. Allowed 2 runs, 5 strikeouts. Tarpley came in, let up the home run. That was a real dagger in a way. Really tough to see Tarpley let up that homer. And then Canley. Canley wanted to pull a David Robertson, walk the first 3 batters he faced. At that point, I'm screaming, take him out. You know, it was really stressful. Ended up working out of the jam, had 2 big strikeouts. So I give Canley some credit. Thank goodness I don't have a lot of hair because I would have pulled it out. But he got the job done, even though it wasn't pretty. And, you know, although they lost the game, and, you know, a lot of people are going to criticize the Yankees for losing 2 of 3 to this team, I think a valuable lesson has been learned through this series. And I hope that I'm not the only one to see this. I hope that the Yankees understand this. First and foremost, even though the Baltimore Orioles are projected to lose 100 games, and a lot of people feel that the Yankees should win every game against them, you have to remember that they are a major league ball club. They might not have the marquee names and they are a young group, but they're a young group that is coming out to prove something. Yes, they might not have the talent that the Yankees have. Heck, they might not have talent that could compare to most teams in the big leagues. But in the same token, these guys have a lot to prove. And I can guarantee you that most nights they're going to come out and they're going to give teams trouble. They're going to be a pesky team that, you know, you might not be able to name all of their starters, but they're going to win games because they have young guys that want to make a name for themselves. So I think that moving forward, and the Yankees will have another chance against them next weekend, I think the Yankees really need to buckle down and kind of shift gears and focus toward winning these games. These are the games that you need to win. And you can't overlook them. You can't underestimate your opponent. I think that knowing this, the Yankees will have a better mindset going into the next series. Also, they need to work on hitting with runners in scoring position. When you put guys on base, you need to capitalize. You cannot always rely on the home run ball. A lot of these guys are trying to do too much. They're trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. I get it. They're the Bronx Bombers. That's their MO. But the Yankees need to learn how to hit with runners in scoring position because, like a day like today, the long ball wasn't necessarily there. Sanchez was the only one with a home run, and he hit it with nobody on base. So what does that really do for you? Yankees need to really focus, settle down, and realize that situational hitting definitely will benefit them in the long run. Also, a note to manager Aaron Boone. I would like to see you change the lineup a little bit. And I hate to play manager, and I don't want to step on Aaron Boone's toes here, but I would love to see him move Miguel and Duhart down in the lineup. And why? It's simple. Take the pressure off the kid. The kid spent the whole entire offseason hearing the rumors about Manny Machado, how the Yankees were in on Machado, and where was Andujar going to figure in, and what about his defense? The pressure's on for Andujar to thrive. And the Yankees need Andujar to succeed. I think that moving him down in the lineup will help him take some of that pressure off. Let him hit in front of a Gleyber Torres. Let those two guys flourish at the bottom half of the order. Let them see pitches that they might not necessarily get hitting in the middle of the order. I know that if you look at the lineup, Andujar hit fifth today. Move him down to seventh. Move Sanchez and Bird up. Say you have today's lineup. You go Gardner, Judge, Stanton, Voit, Sanchez, Bird, Andujar, Torres, LeMahieu. Does it really hurt you to move Andujar down? At least until he gets settled in at the plate and he realizes that he doesn't have to do too much to be effective. Let him get into a comfort zone, and then if you have to move him up, you move him up. But until he gets there, I would like to see him move down the lineup just to get settled in, because I think that the quicker they get him settled in, the easier it's going to be to get that bottom half of the order going, and that's going to help the Yankees offense in a great way. So yes, it was a bad weekend for the Yankees. Start to season 1-2. Start up a new series against the Detroit Tigers on Monday. At the stadium, another team that they should take care of, but as we saw this weekend, nothing is guaranteed in baseball. So go into that series. Hopefully you take a couple of games, win the series, and get back on track and kind of use this as a learning experience, because that's really all it is. It's early in the year. You got 159 games to go. A lot of time to do some damage. I'm sure this team will bounce back. Before we end today's show, just a reminder, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, you can find us on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, you name it, there are a handful of sites that you can stream our show on. We hope that you take advantage of those. If you like listening to our show and want to join in on the conversation, find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND. You could also hit me up on my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Send us some emails, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. There are multiple ways for you to interact with us. We hope that you join in on the conversation. Also, breaking news, we have unleashed a Facebook page for our show. Find this Pinstripe Talk podcast on Facebook. Give us a like. Make sure you check that out as soon as possible. As always, we appreciate you listening to the show, taking some time out of your busy schedules. And let's hope that the Yankees get back on track. As always, let's go Yankees. Let's keep the hope alive. Long season left to go, people, and we'll be here breaking it all down for you. Hopefully you join in and listen to what we have to say as the season rolls on. This is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty, and we'll see you next time.